The Homeland Security Department's Unity of Effort initiative is working better for the department as a whole than the 22 individual components that make up DHS. Component agencies, though, say the Unity program has little impact on their specific missions. With about 1 year left until the next presidential transition, component agencies say they're slowly learning to talk to each other. More now from Federal News Radio's reporter Nicola Grisco.
DHS component leaders say their employees in the field, like Border Patrol agents and Transportation Security Administration employees, don't feel connected to the overall Homeland Security Department mission. There's not enough communication, they say, from their managers, and not much confidence tied to DHS as a whole. Rear Admiral Mark Butt is acting Deputy Commandant for Operations at the Coast Guard. He's also the chairman of the DHS Joint Requirements Council.
Where we've been working on and making progress is, for instance, how does the Marine inspector who's inspecting a barge relate to the DHS mission? Well, the fact is, if you look across the 16 critical infrastructures, the only one that the DHS regulates is the Marine Transportation System through the Coast Guard. So that inspector is a key component of keeping one of the critical infrastructures of this nation going and functioning. So it's having a realization that our mission sets aren't competing but are complementary to the DHS mission has allowed us to take another look and fully encompass where the Secretary wants to go with the unity of effort.
Component agencies say they are starting to slowly break down the silos they've built. But the process hasn't been easy. Congress first created DHS in 2002, and bits and pieces of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services were all part of one agency. James McCammett is Acting Deputy Associate Director of Service Center Operations at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He says it's been tough to part with past history.
Our departments and agencies were actually a bit at odds with each other as
right.
well. And so, and that's diplomatically said, I think, in a way. And yet, in the intervening 12 years, we have had to struggle and wrestle with how do you do the day-to-day in the department? How do you understand how to meet the core mission needs of our respective agencies? And at the same time, do it in a way that reflects a unified department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of our challenges we face, I believe, is that DHS has a 360 perspective. I mean, how we're comprised, we touch almost every area of the United States and operations in federal government. At the same time, and I speak this from the head of ledge side, we are often defined by that one part of a prism, if you will, which is to say we may be the Department of Aviation Security if you're thinking about TSA, we may be on the immigration side, the removal folks, or we can also be the adoptions folks if you're talking about CIS. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways. And so what I see for carrying this forward, as with any vision, is in this next year and change before the transition of the administration, ensuring that we as department and agency leadership help our folks understand what it means day to day to have a unity of effort, to think about how to even collaborate.
Now, though, agencies are slowly starting to talk to each other. They're beginning to collaborate on budget and acquisition projects with DHS in mind first, not their individual agencies. Daniel Ragsdale is the deputy director of ICE. He also chairs the Business Management Committee. It's one of the many cross-agency groups the department formed under Secretary Jay Johnson's Unity of Effort. He says he's thinking more about what contracts and tools he can buy that will benefit more than one component rather than just ICE.
We are a law enforcement agency. Our requirements for our special agents versus what our officers have are similar in lots of ways. But because of the way our budget is built and the way the acquisition process works, even internally, is there maybe a requirement that one person has that on the right hand that the left hand may not know about?
Russell Deo is the department's undersecretary for management. He sees more collaboration, too.
I have seen discussions of the budget where the budget is now discussed based on mission, not based on a build by components. I can't tell you how huge that change is. To hear ICE and CBP and Coast Guard talking about what they're giving up, what they might get, because they recognize this is necessary for that mission focus. It's fantastic. It even gets to the level of reaching agreement for the ask above budget that we're going to make to OMB and to the Hill. Glass half full, come on. But in reaching agreement on what to ask for, what's the highest priority for the department, not each component. Do you know how much change that? You do know how much change that involves.
Component agencies are also sharing more with each other on cybersecurity. Here's Deo again.
The components are in different places. They're learning from each other about what they can do to speed it up, expedite it. They're learning from each other about discussions about what are the most critical assets to make sure there's agreement on that because you treat those differently. Really good informed discussion. CFOs are sitting in on some of those meetings to make sure we have a funding model. We are making good progress. We will continue to make progress. This is absolutely critical. It's a DHS priority. It fits within the component priorities. We are doing it better. And both the component heads, I would say, and the CIOs of the components know we're working more effectively and helping each other than if we were trying to do it independently.
Some component leaders worry they'll lose the progress they've made so far during the upcoming presidential transition. The department had similar unity efforts in the past, usually when one secretary leaves and another comes on board. Deo says he's focusing on four major management priorities, even in the last year of the Obama administration. He says he wants to create sustainable progress that will move past the upcoming administration change.
We don't care that it's a transition year because we're going to demonstrate the power of these processes, and therefore the new leadership that comes in who will share the commitment to the mission will want to use that even if they change some aspects of what they do. That's the goal.
Recruiting and hiring new talent is one of those priorities. It's also one of the department's biggest challenges. Here's Deo again.
We're working hard. There's a very good collaboration going between components and our Chico group to work with hiring managers. How can we simplify? How can we make sure we're building in the security clearances as well? But we have work to do in this space. We're working with OPM too, but I'm still learning this space. This is much more complicated than private industry. Much more complicated. In this cybersecurity space in particular, we've got Renee Fournet in that Chico office working very focused on this. We're getting better at this. We can attract people because of the mission. But we got to do better and continue to do better.
McCammett says some of the structures Secretary Johnson created under the Unity of Effort Initiative, like the Deputies Management Action Group and DHS Joint Requirements Council, should withstand an upcoming transition.
How do we make sure that Unity of Effort and all of these structures are seen as rising above a transition?
Right.
I mean, if it's a transition to the same party, we know those at times can actually be almost as tumultuous as a transition from between two parties. And so I think we need assistance in getting the message that these types of efforts completely transcend whatever happens partisan-wise and whatever happens for specific policies.
But component leaders suggested the DHS secretary have the authority to appoint a specific career executive to direct the next Joint Requirements Council and lead Unity of Effort initiatives. They also had other suggestions. Here's Daniel Ragsdale.
There will certainly be a business case that could easily be compiled, and I'm sure will be compiled, that will show successes. And whether that's in terms of efficiencies or sort of operational law enforcement outcomes, that will sort of suggest that working together makes a lot more sense than working across purposes.
Right.
And I think, you know, with that document in hand, even during a transition, you know, the validity of the joint unity of effort, again, it's not Goldwater Nichols, but it's, you know, it's a version of that, just makes good sense, particularly in a resource-constrained environment.
In Washington, Nicole LeGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.